Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I do have to ask about those glasses, though, Pat. What's he do with those glasses? What is the? Was that a fashion statement, or what was that all about?
First, they help me see. So let's start there. That's what those glasses are about. People that have impaired vision put these things called glasses on. So that's that. Now, the style of them, if you don't like them.
No, I didn't say that.
I love you and everything, Bob. I care more what my wife thinks.
No, I like them.
Her being
like
attracted to me is the most important thing. She loves them. So.
All right, welcome back to the show. James Strebel, Anna Trullo, Zach Cantrell running things over here with Andrew Bosch and the fine folks out here at Noble Funk. Got a good crowd out here, man. People are enjoying drinks and food and amazing pizzas. You heard Victoria just say. Noble Funk about to partner with DoorDash, so that's awesome. Hey, just want to let y'all know, Derby Week sponsors, we got a lot of them. James B. B. Beam Distilling Company, come as friends, leave as family. NYRA Bets, bet the run for the roses. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus with promo code Cardinal25. That's right. Promo code Cardinal25 for Naira Bet. Stronghold, Louisville's finest industrial storage company. Louisville Ladder, trusted by the pros over 70 years, built to be above, and then Bourbon and Beyond, the world's largest music, food, and bourbon festival this September 19th through 22nd. Passes on sale now. I'll be out there. I want to see Beck. I want to see Dave Matthews
Matchbox
Band.
20.
Matchbox 20 is
Come
a big
on.
One. Let's go. So all kinds of stuff. My friend Stephen Yates that works over at Frazier, and he gave us the bourbon tour and the bourbon tasting over there. He said, Whiskey Thief is fantastic, you lucky SOB.
Oh.
That's the bourbon we're seeing. He's a bourbon expert. He has a bourbon YouTube channel where he tastes and everything. Steven's awesome. He's a great guy. Thanks for listening, Stephen. And Frazier Museum, also a great place if you want to do a bourbon tasting or a party or whatever. Let them know. I'm sipping on that good stuff. All right, let's go ahead and bring him in. Dusty Baker from Wave 3, Wave3.com. Dusty, my man, how you doing?
Man, it's good to be back here with you guys. Happy Kentucky Derby Week! It is. It's been a lot, but we're kind of running back and forth. I feel like my home is now Churchill Downs. I don't know what the word sleep is, so we've been making it through.
So here's the first question that I have for you: who's dominating the most out at the track? I mean, what media personality, who's out there moving and shaking, Dusty? Who's the one that everyone's like, I got to talk to him or I got to talk to her? Who's the biggest presence that's dominating the scene out there at the track this week so far?
Yeah, I mean, Todd Pletcher has been a very popular person to go up to, and rightfully so with the favorite, obviously, with fierceness. I actually got really lucky. I got a one-on-one with him yesterday, and when you have an opportunity to get Todd Pletcher one-on-one, the ultimate goal should always be try to get that man to smile, right? Because trying to get him to crack a smile, it feels nearly impossible. So you gotta dig in deep. So, yeah, exactly. You got to work hard at it. So I found a way to do it. I'm proud to say that. He keeps fielding the same questions over and over. And so I had asked him, I said, hey, listen, fierceness, you know, we're all talking about him being the favorite, but do we know if he is a Pac-12 or is he a Big 12 horse? Because obviously Pletcher went to the University of Arizona, so there's got to be a little confusion there. So he actually told me he didn't really have much of an answer outside of he said he thinks it's just a Big East horse. So there's
a champion.
He's a and honestly, that was probably the best answer he could have given me. So I was pretty happy about that. You know, there have been a lot of great trainers out there. Brad Cox has been very popular. Right. Obviously, with the news of Encino, we tried to track him down after that. Couldn't grab him yesterday. But it's just been a lot of running around. You get the storylines, of course, where you get first Derby appearances, like Whit Beckman and having Honor Marie in there. That's a great story. A local one, of course, considering he's from Louisville, and he served as a assistant under Chad Brown and also under Fletcher. So you get those cool stories as well. You get the Japanese horses, Forever Young, of course, being kind of the focal point there. But you also have T.O. Password. So it's been a lot of fun and a lot of movement, of course, over the past few weeks. I was actually able to be one of the first ones out there along with Kendrick last week. And as you just see the number of people pile and coming through, it's obviously you get that feeling of, wow, this is almost here. And as the calendar shifts to May, you know, obviously the reality is starting to sink that we're about to experience Derby 150.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. Dusty Baker with us, Wave 3. Now, Dusty, I got to do something here, and you'll like this. You know, we have Kendrick Haskins on weekly. And I know he's kind of like he's the big dog when it comes to sports at Wave 3. Now, are you aware how much smack he talks about you and your fantasy baseball team? Do you know this?
I'm very well aware. It's just, you know, I find it to be a shame, really. Just his lack of understanding, his lack of knowledge in the subject. You know, I try really hard to work with him and help him out because I know it doesn't click. I know it's just really difficult for him to understand. You know, just the concept of saying the words Ellie De La Cruz in a sentence, I think, is really hard for him. So, you know, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help him out. And,
I think he pronounced it as one nerd convention.
He told us when you went on your guys' trip to do the MLB fantasy draft, he said nerd convention. On air, Dusty, just so you know that, on air.
That's you know what? Honestly, go let him do that. I know that he doesn't know what it's like to be a part of something special, but
Dusty, shots fired.
You know, we had a great trip on that. We do some punishments that are probably not speakable on this airwave, but I will say that that league, man, it pays out pretty decent, and my team's shaping up well. We're in first place at the moment, so looking Let's pretty go. Good and. We have a couple of former guys that actually were in they didn't crack the MLB roster, but I have a guy in that league that he was in the Tampa Bay organization. We got a couple guys with the NFL Network, and so it's kind of cool. We're all over the place, and it's our one time to connect. So while Kendrick is not invited to the nerd convention, I will tell you, I think that he sat to the side in disappointment.
You know what? I think you're right. That's like a who's who. I mean, former MLB guys. You have some Fox Sports analysts. I mean, let's go, Dusty. See, he played it off like it's you and like your high school buddy.
Yeah, like he was like a convention with a bunch of people you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like these are like heavy hitters in the fantasy baseball world. I like that, Dusty. Now I know you're a Dodgers fan. Are you happy with how the Dodgers are doing thus far this season?
You know, that is the best question you could have asked. I would be happier if I could see this rotation stay healthy. But man, I got to tell you, keeping it local with Will Smith, man, he's been
great.
Unbelievable to start the year. He really has. He's been, I would say, one of the top 10 hitters in baseball at the moment. And it helps when you have Shohei Ohtani hitting out in front of you here. But just to look at like last year versus this year, he definitely struggled towards the back end of last season. He wasn't slugging the way that we kind of expected he would. He turns it around. He's got a .362 average, a .403 on base, and he's slugging .543. So, I mean, you got to talk about a guy that's coming in clutch in the four hole. The Dodgers hoped that they would get that out of him, and to have Mookie and Freddie and Ohtani all in front of him, he really kind of had some pressure there because he had to pick up where those guys obviously were going to lead him to, and he's done a great job.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. Absolutely love it. Will, I almost called you Will Smith. Dusty Baker here with us. So, Dusty, with all the news coming out of Kentucky basketball here within the last, like, week, honestly, and, I mean, what, it started last Friday?
Yeah,
and then it has continued on till now. I mean, Mark Pope definitely making his presence felt in the transfer portal. Things seem to be coming together for him and his staff. And this basketball team, He started with basically nobody on the roster. Now looking like he's going to have a good squad. You know, if you look at the portal rankings, I think that's important. People need to understand. We haven't watched a lot of these guys play, right, Dusty? I mean, I don't know what Amari Williams did at Drexel. Lamont Butler, I kind of knew about him at San Diego State. Andrew Carr, you know, who followed Wake Forest too much around here. But, I mean, having to trust the portal experts, it definitely seems like Mark Pope's putting together a hell of a roster for his first season at Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, I can especially speak on Lamont Butler because coming from the West Coast, I grew up and lived in California and had a chance to get a bit of an eye on him, actually have watched him quite a bit. So that is a special talent that they reeled in. That one kind of opened my eyes, I think, to really the idea that, yeah, Pope is starting to become not only incredibly active, but he's reeling in solid talent that can produce moving forward. He brings in multiple guards, of course, with Butler. Of course, Brea, I think, is going to break the internet today based off that addition.
Yeah.
Brea is unbelievable, man. That is a special talent that they reeled in. You talk about a guy that has 11.1 points per game, and on top of that, I mean, a field goal percentage just over 50%. That was something
that's
that kind of opened my eyes as well. You reel in that, and then you bring in the big men as well. You get Zamari, and you get Andrew Carr, and you get Travis Garrison, which, by the way, with Carr, he can also shoot from the outside. So I'm extremely excited to see how this group comes together. I don't think he's done yet, obviously. One of the names that are floating out there, of course, that everybody seems to want to go after is Jackson Robinson. So
yeah.
We'll kind of see if that continues, if he continues this trend and reels him in, because I think even regardless if he doesn't reel in a Jackson Robinson, look at this class. I mean, there is something to build on here. And in year one, think about the amount of time that he's had to really bring this program together. It has not been that long.
2 weeks.
And to bring in nine quality pieces, I mean, that is impressive. That really is.
Now, you've been out there at the track all this week, Dusty. Did you run into Pat Kelsey, Josh Hurd, Jeff Brom, Jeff Walls? They were all out there together as kind of like a group there. Did you see all the Louisville coaches and the AD chilling out there at Churchill Downs this morning?
We had a presence out there this morning. Kendrick and I have been kind of jumping back and forth together out there, but today we're spending our time setting up for our main show on Friday. So, of course, you know, they bring in the entire program, really, out there. But so we had our morning show people out there, and they got some good interviews with Jeff Brom. They had the chance to get a video, of course, also, and everything along the lines with Pat Kelsey. You know, the governor was out there as well, so it just feels like it was kind of a who's who this morning. And I'll tell you this, a week and a half ago, you're talking about there are maybe 5 to 6 people outside of those that are shooting video and out there, you know, to obviously go just kind of keep an eye on the horses at the initial start here. There were maybe 5 to 6 people that were just kind of wandering around watching and maybe not a purpose outside of just to view what was going on out there. And just seeing the sheer number of people exponentially going up day to day here, it is insane. And so those faces out there today, I expect that that's just going to be a little sample size of what we get here in the final couple days leading up to both Oaks and Derby. But I tell you what, man, it's special for the city, especially to see some of these local faces, the coaches going out there and taking part in what we also offer here in Louisville. I think that goes over incredibly well, saying that there's a connection there. And for Pat Kelsey, especially, to be the one to go out there and, you know, this guy is unbelievable where he's going day to day. He's throwing out first pitches. He's catching punts behind his back. I mean, this guy is just a man. He's one man that happens to be able to go simply everywhere. And I don't know how his schedule, he has any time in it whatsoever, but he finds a way to show that he's not stressed. He's still reeling in good recruits. In the process, he's enjoying just being in Louisville. And I think that's something that reflects very well on him. And he's clearly at home, which I think is an important thing for a guy that just came over.
Absolutely. Well, Dusty, man, when do you get to sleep next? That's the question. I know Thurby's tomorrow, Oaks is Friday, Derby's Saturday. When's my man Dusty get a little R&R? When do you get to unplug and just get back to normalcy?
So I have it circled on my calendar. May the 7th is the day that I'll be able to sleep.
Get the May the 7th
right after that.
Dusty, that's next Tuesday.
Dusty.
Yeah, well, next Tuesday it is. And then after that, we get the PGA. And, you know, we'll have the UFC coming through. And On top of that, you know, with the way UK is playing in baseball, it would not even shock me if we have a trip that we don't plan that all of a sudden Omaha. We need to going to Omaha because of the way they're going out there. So it is definitely one of the craziest years, I think, in my entire career. I also have to mention, we have the Olympics coming up later this summer. So it's not like by the time summertime comes, oh, it's over. You know, we have the Olympics and then football season hits, and the excitement behind football season two is just going to be insane. So, yeah, there's not really a time to slow down. But let's be honest, would you really have it any other way? Like, the amount of things that we have going on, it's relevant, it's national, people are watching, people are talking about what's happening out here. And I would much rather be doing this and covering all the craziness and maybe not getting a couple more hours of sleep a night than going to the office every day and not having anything relevant to cover. So it's been a really, really amazing opportunity to be able to do this, and it just kind of happens that everything seems to be hitting at the same time. And Kendrick and I have been joking, the moment we look away from our phones for 5 seconds, whether it's just having to get a shower in or even just a workout in, by the time we look, it's like five guys have transferred.
Right.
Dusty, had you covered horse racing before being in Louisville?
I can honestly tell you, prior to my time in Louisville, I did not cover horse racing, and I did not become an expert overnight either. I have to give a lot of credit to John Bull. John Bull last year. Yeah, he was so helpful, and Kendrick was so helpful. It just kind of take me through, you know, just the racing sheets and really had to go step by step for me. And so in 1 year, I think I've gained a lot of knowledge to the point where I'm a lot more confident going into this Derby. And on top of that, I'm not sure if y'all remember, but I actually tore my ACL last year, three weeks before the Derby. So this time around, it's going to be nice to not have to waddle around and look like I have a problem. So it's definitely confidence going into 150, and really excited about this particular group as well. Just, you know, you have the favorites of Fierceness and Sierra Leone, but I really do believe that there are some great horses that are kind of hiding in the shadows there. Just a Touch may not be getting the attention that he deserves. I could sit here and tell you about the Japanese horses. I think Just a Touch is very impressive. Honor Marie has really caught my eye quite a bit, and maybe I like the storyline a lot. If Doorknock had a better post position, I'd feel more confident there, but I do think this is a great field. It's a great 150 that we have in store. And all I have to say is please, 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 no more scratches. That's all I ask.
Yes, absolutely. Last thing for you, Dusty, and you're generous with your time. We appreciate it because I know how busy you are. Go back to what you were talking about, just this being a special time in the city, in the state, with everything going on. And I know you guys are busy, but how cool is it to be in this? It's very unique here in Louisville, Kentucky. I don't know how to explain it or describe it, but right now we feel like we're the epicenter of sports. I mean, I know there's professional sports going on right now. There's NBA, MLB. But if you look at the horse racing world, you look at, as you said, the transfer portal with Pat Kelsey, Mark Pope, and the excitement that they're bringing to basketball, football. Kentucky landed a couple of recruits today. We know what Jeff Brom's doing. I mean, it feels like there's excitement left. And I know that John Calipari and Kenny Payne, you know, they're gone, but especially with Kenny Payne and how negative things were with him, how things were trending with Calipari, it does feel like springtime, the Derby, there's a rejuvenation of feelings around this town with when it comes to sports and people being interested in what's going on here. It has a different feeling than it did 1 year ago today.
Oh, it absolutely does. And, you could kind of point to numerous things, even with it just being Derby 150, something about that number will obviously catch the eyes of people that are within Louisville, but also outside of the area. I'll tell you this, kind of crazy, but I actually had a wedding on Saturday. And so I flew to San Diego late Friday night. I get there. It's 11:30 p.m. I get virtually no sleep. I'm in the wedding on Saturday. And then I Ubered to the airport after the wedding, flew back and anchored on Sunday. It was probably the craziest, 72 hours I've had to deal with.
Anna can commiserate with you on that. Yeah, she's been in that media news world.
That is not fun,
it's brutal. It is brutal. No sleep for the week, obviously. But, I have to say, one thing that really stood out to me is going all the way to San Diego and being at a wedding, and there's anything to talk about, or anybody can talk about anything going on in the world, and everybody's coming up to me asking about what horse to put their money on, or
awesome.
Kind of what am I looking for in this Derby. It was awesome because you're not even remotely close to Louisville, right? You're not even
right. You're San Diego.
And, yeah,
and people are still talking about what's going on back home and what we're covering. And I think that there's so much relevance to that. There's a pride that Louisville people have living here and having this down the street and it just being their event, I think, is what's so special. And to be able to celebrate 150 years of this, we've been doing some pretty cool stories. John Bull has been highlighting the history of Derby 150. And to look back at these, you know, I wasn't alive for a lot of the events that he's been talking about. And just to see how it's grown over the years, the pageantry, the elegance, the importance of the Derby. I mean, it matters so much to the community. It matters so much to the state. And it matters to the country. And I think that that is important to detail is this, as you mentioned, is not something where it's just our thing. The entire country is watching our thing. And that is super cool that this is the time for Louisville, right? This is the time.
Yeah.
And you mix in the fact that other sports around here are relevant and there's a lot of news happening around these parts, whether it be in Louisville or in Lexington. It is a special time. And to be able to sit here and say, you know, I was alive too, and I was able to cover the Mark Pope and the Pat Kelsey coaching hires. I was able to be there for Derby 150. Not many people can say that, right?
That's
so
cool, man.
I'm trying to take it in one day. It really is. It is very cool. It's very special. And it's something I don't take lightly because I think a lot of people could have the attitude of going to work every day and saying it's work. But guys, we get the chance to see something special. We get to see history. And this week we're going to crown a winner for Derby 150. It's something I'll tell my kids about for the rest of my life.
I'm going to ask Dusty about the horses. If anybody should ask me about the horses,
I'd be like,
they're
fast and they're pretty.
And you ever had a mixed
they're
look?
They're majestic. I'd tell about the infield. That's what I would tell about the infield.
You want to know about the real story.
You know what the real story, Derby? Well, Dusty, man, you crushed it today. Thank you so much. Tell Kendra quit hazing Dusty. You know what I'm saying? But leave our guy Dusty alone. He's a good dude. You've earned your stripes, as they say in the military. Dusty, enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy covering the Derby. We'll talk with you and catch up with you down the road, man. Appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, appreciate you guys. Hope you guys have a great Derby, and I promise you my next operation when the Derby is over is to find a way to get back at Kendrick, and I've got a plan. It's in this spreadsheet, so I'm ready.
Let's go.
Love it. All right, Dusty Baker, Wave3.com. Appreciate it. All right, Anna, that was a – he's awesome.
He's fantastic.
I love him.
I love him, too. He's
I love
so
Kendrick,
great.
Too, though.
I love them all. I love them all.
You love
them
all.
I'm not going to pick favorites, but I just like
– there's no
Dusty
favorites.
Dusty can carry a conversation, but also I wanted to ask him about – how long he's been covering horse racing because he knows what he's talking about. I mean, like,
that was really good.
So thoroughly.
Yeah.
That is so impressive to me. And
Shout out John Bull.
Just to be a professional, that's incredible. Like, you know, to come up, like, we're in media as well, so I feel like we have a good read on when somebody knows what they're talking about.
He knew exactly what he was talking about. Now, while we were talking, Anar, our good friend Victoria from Noble Funk, and we're at Noble
nice.
Funk today, she brought me two drinks. Now, this is the blue, what is this, blueberry? Blueberry papaya. And this is really, really good. It's
tropical.
A sour. It's very good. It's very refreshing.
Ooh.
Sours are for summer.
Okay.
Sours is a summer beer. That's when you're out of the pool or out of the beach or whatever. You drink a sour. It's very refreshing.
Okay.
It's a little tart, but it has a crisp finish.
Do you like that, though?
I love it. Oh, okay. No. A sour is really good.
Taste what's going.
And this one's a darker beer. This is the Celt.
The
Irish Celt. Yes. So I'm going to drink this here right now. Here we go.
One, two, three. Okay.
Now, see, this is more smooth. It's a smooth kind of a taste. That's a like more of a fall/winter beer.
Like a cozy beer.
But it's still really good. A cozy beer. Yeah. A little fireplace.
Maybe a little heavier.
Exactly. A little heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like both of them. But this papaya blueberry.
No, you had a visceral reaction.
This
it
is
It changed
good.
Your life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched it. Yeah.
The little sniff.
Yeah, you're doing this whole sniff test. Everything. Mm-hmm. Wow. Blueberry papaya.
Blueberry
that
papaya.
That sounds like I want to be on a cruise.
It's really good.
Wow.
Very crisp, very clean. Good finish. All right, let's go ahead and let's take a break. break. On the other end, we have Weird Wednesday. Oh, yes! You're going to love this. We have an update on the Las Vegas entities.
Let's go.
And then Mike Fisk from Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, he'll join us at 4:50. He's going to call into the show and tell us, because they're the official liquor store of Kentucky Derby 150. They'll talk to us. They have a great deal going on right now. Buy two cigars, get one free. We'll talk to him, okay? Also, Sonatrol of Louisville, the security company. That's the place to go. 350 five-star reviews on Google. That's why they're number one in the state of Kentucky, locally owned and operated for 35 years. And they'll have a service technician come out to your home or your business. Either one, they'll set it up for you. Also, if you have trouble with your system down the line, they'll come out and they'll fix that too. Go ahead and give them a call at 502-966-8999. 502-966-8999 or go to SonatrolKY.com. SonatrolKY.com.
Drew, I've told you this many times. My moral compass is set to win. Okay? The W is set to win.
Welcome back to the Roundtable with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Hey, it's James Strebel. I'm out here with Anna Trullo out at Noble Funk. We're having a great time out here. Come say hello. Anna's got a beer and a Diet Coke. She's feeling good.
I'm living life.
There we go, living life. All right, we have a loaded. Okay, we have Weird Wednesday. We'll get to here directly. Mike Fisk from Cox's Evergreen Liquors. He's going to call in at 4:50. We'll talk to him. Celebrate the best of the bluegrass on the first Thursday and Friday of May at the James B. Beam Distilling Company with Horses and Heritage on Thursday night or Oaks on Friday. Spend the biggest weekend in horse racing with the first family of bourbon. Go to beamdistilling.com/events and use the promo code ESPN10 and check out for a VIP exclusive offer at checkout. That's promo code ESPN10 at checkout for an exclusive offer for our listeners. You do not want to miss the biggest party of the weekend in May at the James B. Beam Distilling Company. So how about that? 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. All right, go ahead, hit it, Zach. Let's go ahead. We got to get to it.
Conspiracies, extraterrestrials, gather around the lunch table, children. Don't try to get up. He won't let you leave. It's Weird Wednesday with Mr. Strebel.
All right, here we go. Weird Wednesday. So you remember, Anna, and we only have about 13 minutes, so we got to make this quick. We can carry this conversation over to 5 o'clock if we need to.
Okay. Nice.
All right, so you remember it was months ago, but there was that flap in Las Vegas where the family had the entities in their backyard, and the police showed up, and it went viral.
There's video of it.
There was video of it, and there were, like, seemed something in the background and everything. Okay, well, News Nation, they went and they interviewed one of the family members. His name is Angel. He's like 17 years old. He's a teenager. He lived at the house. He was there during the entity flap, okay? So he kind of describes what happens and what he thinks these entities are. And there's something that's very interesting that he says. And I want you to, like, that goes along with the theories that you and I have. Oh, here you go, Anna, right here. Oh, there's
espresso martini.
Espresso martini. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate that. We are like royalty here. Absolutely. All right, so here is a follow-up from that. Okay. All right, Zach, go ahead and play it.
Our exclusive conversation. Take a listen.
You mentioned paranormal activity. What exactly did you see?
Well, I was in the other room. My brother called me. There was a upside-down cross, and there was a Jesus statue in it. They ripped Jesus out of it, they threw him like across the room, and it was floating upside down.
Are you saying floating in the air?
Yeah, like in the air. It was floating upside down.
What did you do? I mean, did you go pick it up? Did you knock it down? Like,
no, I didn't do nothing. I was just sitting there. I was crazy. I was like, what?
But how did it come down? It's not still floating right now, is it?
No, it came down. So we got closer to it and then just dropped.
It fell to the ground. A crucifix.
Yeah.
Floating in the air, upside down. The Jesus on the crucifix had been ripped off.
Yeah.
And it was floating.
Yeah.
And you can say definitively, without lies, that is what you saw.
Yes. Sorry, God. That's what I saw.
Okay. And what about the Bible? What did you tell me about the
Bible? Oh, yeah, the Bible. So I was chilling normal. There was just a Bible just going like this, flipping the pages. But it was like steady, like it wasn't because of the air. It was steady, like somebody was holding it. As soon as I got close to it, it dropped again. It just dropped again.
It's inside your house, not outdoors, no wind.
No, it's inside, yeah.
No wind factor, but the page is steadily turning on a Bible.
Yeah.
And you have the same justification for that as well, demonic yeah. presence?
Yeah, I can see demonic presence, yeah.
The pages of the Bible were yeah. moving on their own and an actual crucifix hanging upside down?
Yeah. So, you know, we had a couple of priests come over to the house, pray over the house, and everything seems to be normal again.
Are you connecting all these things together, everything you saw in your backyard, to the things you've experienced over these past few months?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah, I think so. I still have an explanation of what it is, you know, still pretty weird, and I have no clue what it is.
What did the priest say when they actually came to your house?
They're saying that it might be fallen angels, like demons or fallen angels, something like that.
Fallen angels inside your home.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.
How does it make you feel about living here still?
Right now I feel good, you know, there's a lot of time priests came over and... But yeah, but you know, whatever happened on last year May, that was pretty scary, man. I was pretty traumatized and stuff like that.
What does that look like to you? You said you're traumatized. I don't want to make you relive it.
Yeah.
What is that like?
It's pretty bad, man. You can't sleep, you know. Not to sound like a crybaby, but you know, you cry most of the time when you think about it. You get flashbacks. You know, not a good experience.
With all the paranormal activity happening inside your house, are you thinking about moving away?
Oh, yeah. Soon I'm going to move away from this house, yeah.
Everybody or just you?
Everybody, I think.
You guys are done with this place?
Yeah.
What do you say to the people who believe that your family just made this whole thing up to try to get attention?
They can believe whatever they want, you know. I'm not doing it for fame. If I did it for fame, I would be on YouTube and stuff like that, doing more videos. But I don't care, guys. I just went on TikTok and YouTube, made my story.
And while we certainly...
Okay, so there you go. So what he's talking about was there was this flap in Las Vegas.
What does flap mean?
Okay, that means like an incident.
Okay.
An incident in Las Vegas. And there were like 8-foot-tall entities.
Right. Gray.
Yeah, we were talking about that, okay? So
in a backyard.
In their backyard,
yeah.
Okay? And the police came over and everything. So to connect all this together and to continue on with this theory that I continue to build upon, he talked about, there's another clip that I listened to earlier where he talks about the entities, and they asked him, are they alien? He said, I don't know. He's like, if you want to call it that, call it that. He's like, but I think these are demonic entities. And then that led into the conversation of the paranormal activity that's been going on in his home. And so that got me to think about, Anna, the Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh.
Yes. Where, Ooh. Okay, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where, okay, so the family that was at Skinwalker Ranch, when they saw these entities, very similar experiences, led back to poltergeist paranormal activity where things were moving in their home and they felt like an evil, heavy presence in their home as well. And this family is feeling the exact same thing. So this there's an evolving thought process on ufology and these entities as it being a more spiritual dynamic than extraterrestrial, outer space, another civilization that is far more advanced than we are here at Earth, and they're here trying to figure us out. It's here. It's not outer space. It's here.
Right.
And it's a way to trick us into thinking that it's, we talk about all the time, updating with what we vision, how we view whatever this space is, this new technological space that we're in,
right.
As a human society, not just American, as a human society, where things are built upon cell phones and internet and computers and all everything that we've built around us, that it's now evolved into this, and that's how it's trying to infiltrate our lives. But it's always followed with these types of incidences where it's unholy, or
sure.
it bothers you, or it feels heavy.
What's interesting to me is the interdimensional aspect of it all. And I can't remember if you and I talked about this or if I had listened to this somewhere else, but you would think if these like crafts or whatever they are coming from outer space, some type of technology we have would have a record of them, like, right?
Sure, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like the satellites.
Satellites,
the
rover, yes. Or there was, like, whatever. Satellite imagery or...
Right.
Exactly.
It's never
even weather.
It's never been caught on anything like that. So, to me, like, that makes the argument of, like, it being interdimensional way more interesting. I'm wondering, just out of curiosity, I wonder if his faith, like the symbols that were used to him, like the crucifix upside down in the Bible, I wonder if your faith is different, if it presents differently to you.
That's a great question, and he's obviously Hispanic.
Right.
And as we know, Hispanics are very Catholic.
Yeah.
They're very Catholic, and they have a very Catholic culture.
Right.
And I wonder, that's a great question by you, if it influences that as well. And something else that really, you know, stood out to me is at the end of it, he's like, look, you know, I'm not seeking fame.
Right.
He didn't ask this news guy to show up at his house. They reached out to him.
Yeah.
They're not on YouTube. They're looking to move. They want to, if you want to go to newsnation.com, they have an entire write-up on this. But they have, like, no trespassing signs on their house.
Wow.
They don't want people coming over. They don't want people checking them out and taking pictures. They're not financially or monetarily gaining from this,
right,
and that leads validity to it.
Like, completely.
I think there are hucksters and frauds and grifters out there.
Mm-hmm.
They exist.
Yeah.
In the UFO world, in the radio world, in the sports world, whatever you want to say, there are people out there that exist. I don't think this family fits that mold at all.
Well, even how he was answering the questions, it didn't seem like he was too much trying to convince you. He was just saying what he knew. He was just saying what he experienced.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, what is it with that area of the country? Kind of like the desert.
Well,
why always there? What is it about there?
It's a great
Aleister Crowley. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Jack Parsons. Okay. So that's it. Okay. So you bring that up, and this is why I love having you on Weird Wednesday.
Weird Wednesday for life.
This is really good stuff. Mm-hmm. So on the desert, they did all those rituals in the desert. Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard. Also, Roswell happened in a desert.
Literally 1947.
Yes.
Right after they. Yeah.
The Trinity. Atomic bomb tests happen in the desert.
So scary.
And again, these areas, Las Vegas, New Mexico, you know, Nevada, Utah, all that area of the country. There is something about that area of the country that seems to attract this type of activity.
It also looks like a different planet. Like, it looks like
it
Mars
does.
Out
it does.
There.
Yeah.
Like, you know that one? I don't know what the state park, what it's, can't remember, Red Rocks or something.
No, yeah, Red Rocks, yeah. Something.
Yeah, it looks like you're on Mars or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been, I haven't been out west. I want to go out west. I want to go out there and I want to see all this stuff. But even like when my wife and I were in Hawaii for our honeymoon, we were on the top of Mount Haleakala, which is a volcano there, and it looked like Mars. And it had this weird feeling about it. And Maui is an interesting place because half of the island is like tropical rainforest jungle. And the other half of it is desert because they had a volcanic eruption like hundreds of years ago that cleared out all of the rainforest activity, like all of it. Like it looks like a deserted planet. It's insane.
You go from
flowers, foliage, rainforest, trees, tropical to nothing. In an instant.
What the heck?
It's wild.
That is crazy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Especially with all the wildfires, everything that's been happening there. I don't know. It just seems kind of maybe mystical. Maybe.
Well, there's like, I mean, there's more stuff. And the thing that bothers me, and we bring this up, is, you know, especially with Maui, like all that has been just forgotten about.
I know.
Like the wildfires.
Yeah, some of the houses were painted blue and
yes.
that didn't get them. And everyone's building their big compounds. Everyone who's like very well
Bill Gates is over there,
Oprah
Barack
Winfrey,
Obama,
everybody.
Oprah Winfrey. Yes. They all have, it's like they're all worried about all this climate change and these, you know, the rising seas and everything. It's like, okay, then why are you building homes on islands?
You got to watch what
if you're
doing.
There, it's BS.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It's BS.
And it's like, okay, well, what do you know that I don't know?
Yeah.
Like, I need to be doing what you're doing.
Like if there was really like this worry about all these catastrophic oceanic events, why are all of the elite
by
of the
a volcano
elite,
in
yeah they're all
on an
they're
island.
All building houses on islands?
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense. It doesn't connect.
Uh-uh.
Like, you know, it, but that's a whole other Weird Wednesday. But yeah, the Las Vegas stuff is very, very interesting, And I firmly believe like something happened.
Yeah. I'm just so interested, too. I don't know if you remember when I first started coming on with you. I talked about my parents' like haunted crucifix. That's what it reminded me of. I'm like, oh, my gosh, was that an alien? What's going on? I don't know. Interesting. I think there is an intersectionality, though, between but I think some of these things can manifest with what your beliefs are.
I think so, too.
If you're in a predominantly like Hindu region, I don't think an upside-down crucifix is going to mean anything.
It's not going to resonate with you.
Right.
So it manifests itself. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It can manifest itself with Christianity or Judaism or Islam or Hinduism, or if you're an atheist. So if you're an atheist, I mean...
Dang, I never thought about
that. Yeah, if you're an atheist, then the technology portion is going to resonate with you.
Shoot.
And the idea of there being interplanetary beings... That could resonate with you as well.
Was it you and I that talked about how if these truly were spacecraft from our atmosphere coming in, we would see them. Like, we would know. There would be some sort of record. I don't know. That just really shook me. I'm like, you know what? That's very true. You know, where are they coming from? You would think some satellite would have something.
Something.
Would ping.
Yes, yeah, something.
The sightings that you had. Like, it would come from somewhere, right? You don't think so?
No, it's not that I don't think so. It's like if it did, I don't know if they tell us about it. I've been listening to a lot of you're gonna like this. So I've been listening to a lot of moon landing stuff here recently.
Okay.
And I don't know if we've ever been to space for real.
I know. Oh, I know.
I have a 40. I believe. You know what my percentage is that I think we went to the moon?
20-80.
No, a little 45%.
Okay.
There's a 45% chance that we went to the moon. The more I listen, the more I hear, the more I watch. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen this video? It's a video of this. You're okay.
We're doing good.
We're doing good. It's this video of this this lunar rover thing on the moon.
Yeah.
That takes off from the moon and goes into space. Have you seen this? Do you want to see this?
Yes, okay, I'm going to show this to you. Brave little toaster.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. It looks like it's 100% fake.
I have a theory that, if we went to the...
Well, go ahead.
Why would they show us... You know, if that's such... If we're the only country on Earth that goes to the moon, right?
We're not.
But let's say we are, when it happened in the 60s, right?
Yeah, 69.
Why would we show everyone what was happening? Was it just a show of force? Was it just a flex?
I don't know. Yeah, because we were in the Cold War at the time, and then we wanted to outdo the Soviet Union.
But wouldn't it make sense? I could see there being a space where, we and created other footage.
It's so bad. Here's the thing. It's so bad. I don't know
how the cameras work. As a journalist who's operated a camera,
it's really weird how they were able to sync this stuff up. Okay, so look at this. Okay, so look at this video here, right? Okay, so... This is the lunar rover.
Okay.
This is 1972. This is not Apollo. This is not Apollo 11. This is not the moon landing. Okay. The initial moon landing. Okay. Watch this thing. Okay. This is 72.
This is 1972.
Look at this thing.
No.
Do you believe
that's the brave little toaster?
That's stupid.
That is a.
So there's no no fire. When we launch rockets,
where's it going?
Where's this going?
Where's it going? And how do they know how to fly things if there's no ground? How do you?
Is that remote control? Do we have remote control in 1972? Were we able to? Yeah. Do we have drones in 72? Look at this thing flying in the sky. There's no stars.
Yeah. Where's
there's
it going?
Nothing.
But
look at,
where
watch
did they
this
say
again.
They were sending it to?
It's going back to Earth. This
from
is
the moon.
Apollo 17 liftoff from moon, December 14th, 1972. Well, they landed a camera on the moon.
Of course they
did.
Yeah,
and they just followed the rover.
Do y'all know how hard it is to do a live shot
and you're doing
straight away.
Exactly, straight away. You're there in person. This thing was controlled by Houston. And no, that's stupid. Okay, so whenever we launch a rocket into space, we launch a rocket into space, there's all this fire and fuel and everything. This dumb little thing, and I encourage everyone to go look at this, okay? let me tell you again.
It looks like that
Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in the following. Go to YouTube and type in the following. And you tell me if this is real or not. Apollo 17 liftoff from moon, December 14th, 1972. I will tweet this out as well. You look at that and you tell me if you think that really happened. You tell me if you don't think that was Steven Spielberg or Stanley Kubrick or another director that filmed this going on. This did not happen. And it didn't happen.
It looks like, have you ever seen that meme that's a lawnmower that just takes off in the air? This is a niche reference.
I haven't seen this. No, it's a flying lawnmower.
It's a flying lawnmower. That's what, have you ever seen the movie The Brave Little Toaster?
Yeah, of course. I've read the book to my children. Yes,
that's what it
looks like.
Okay, why is it moving that fast too?
Well, not only that, I know the moon doesn't have the same type of gravity that Earth does because A, it's not as big as Earth is, and B, it's further from the sun. So the gravitational pull of the moon is not going to be as great as the gravitational pull of the Earth. We know that because gravitational pull has to do with mass and distance. Mm-hmm. So the moon has less mass and more distance from the sun. Therefore, it's going to have less gravitational pull. Even with the fact that it has less gravitational pull, it would take a lot more effort for that thing to lift off and go within the atmosphere of the moon and fly to Earth. And
They didn't even have Wi-Fi. They didn't even have internet at that point. They're saying they're controlling that from Houston.
It never happened. I'm convinced we never landed on the moon.
So what was the point of that?
What do you think, Zach? Okay, thank you, Zach. Okay.
What do you think the point is? What do you think they were trying to prove? What do you think the point of that?
Again, it was to prove dominance that we ran space, and that we were better than the Soviet Union, and that the United States had a claim on another planet, but another heavenly body.
Yeah.
Because the moon's not a planet. And there's another thing. Have you heard of the Van Allen Belt?
Uh-uh.
Because the Van Allen Belt is there's radiation from the sun.
Yeah.
That surrounds our planet.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's impenetrable. If you and I went through it, the radiation would be so intense that we'd get cancer.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
And how do we get past that? We can't do it now, but we could do it in 1972, 1969.
So, if we even let... Wait, hold on, I never thought about this. So, if we even left Earth's atmosphere...
Mm-hmm.
Dang! Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, the Van Allen...
Think about the sunburn you'd get.
The Van Allen Belt. All right, you ready? The Van Allen Radiation Belt. It's a zone of energetic charged particles, most of which originate from the solar wind, that are captured by and held around a planet by the planet's magnetosphere. Earth has two such belts, and sometimes others may be temporarily created. The belts are named after James Van Allen, who is often credited with their discovery. Earth's two main belts extend from an altitude of about 640 to 580,000 kilometers above the surface, in which a region... radiation levels vary. The belts are in the inner region of the Earth's magnetic field. They trap energetic electrons and protons. Other nuclei, such as alpha particles, are less prevalent. Most of the particles that form the belts are thought to come from the solar wind, while others arrive as cosmic rays.
So here's my question. I've never thought about this. When they're launching a rocket off space, do they do it the opposite way of the sun?
Here's where the Van Allen belt is.
I'm nodding.
It's right. It's right there. Here's the Earth.
Where's the sun?
Here's the pole. Well, it depends on the rotation
everywhere.
Of the Earth.
So this radiation force is all over the Earth. It's not.
Well, it doesn't matter because the sun's so massive. You know, the sun's 99.9% of the mass in our solar system.
Oh yeah,
it's huge.
If you compare us to the sun, you will not be able to sleep at night.
No, it's unreal.
Yeah.
So the sun dominates the solar system.
Right.
The sun has that much influence.
You ain't escaping those rays.
Exactly, you're not.
Why did I never think about that though? Why did I never think about if you're blasting off Earth in a rocket, wouldn't you want to go away from the sun? Because wouldn't it just melt?
It doesn't matter if you go towards it or away from it. It's still there. It still dominates the entire landscape. The moon's still a part of the sun. Okay, so the sun...
Isn't it just a reflection on the moon?
Yeah, it is. So when you see the light of the moon at night, it's not, the moon doesn't glow.
Right.
It's like a mirror.
Yeah.
It's the sun's rays reflecting off the moon onto the Earth. That's what you're watching. And so also, when you look at this as well, the sun, Earth, and moon are a triumvirate. It's a three-body system.
Oh, my gosh.
Where you have the sun, the Earth, and the moon. They are all connected in one way or the other. And we're in a very special zone to where we have the sun. We need that to survive. We're in the exact specific area for light to live.
Yeah.
And then you have the moon. The moon is very important, too, because of gravitational pulls on the ocean. Exactly.
Yeah.
The tidal waves and everything that goes along with it. So this is
giving me some Father-Son Holy Spirit, too. This is giving me some...
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
I'm
just saying. What? But I think that is cool if you look back, in the church, in the Catholic Church, I think modern times, we don't really pay attention, but I think they do have a grasp on how everything is all connected.
It's, yeah.
The symbolism, even in the Bible, it's crazy if you think about it. It hurts your brain if you think about it too much.
If you really deep dive into this, it's really funny. Went from Las Vegas entities to the moon landing
to
the Vatican. Which, again, shout out to the our good friends here at Double Funk for providing us that bourbon, which is amazing. That's the Cathedral of the Assumption's official bourbon. We love it. So thank you very much. Great Weird Wednesday, Anna.
Celestial bodies, like religion, you're always looking up. I think going back to the Las Vegas thing, how he said it was related to his Bible, to his crucifix, it's... I think we often forego that connection.
Why?
We're always looking to the sky, celestial bodies, in terms of religion. I just think it's all connected. It's so interesting. I'm interested, too, when he said fallen angels.
Yeah.
So does that automatically make it a demon, I guess?
Well, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Satan's a fallen angel, right?
Absolutely he is. He is the fallen angel. Yeah, no, he is the fallen angel.
Wow.
And, well, that goes back to the Nephilim. How tall are the Nephilim?
Eight feet tall.
What were those things in his backyard?
Oh, stop it.
8 feet tall.
Whoa. Hold up. I didn't put that one together. That took me a minute. Wow.
They were giants amongst humanity.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all, Anna. I'm telling you.
It's like scares me. Wow.
We are pawns in an interdimensional...
We're a crumb
good versus
on a pawn.
Good versus evil.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that? What
Stop.
A weird Wednesday.
I'm telling you.
That was great.
I don't even know what to think.
Well, we're here at Noble.
Build a bunker here.
We're here at Noble Funk. Big crowd here today. I mean, we have people everywhere. Bring your kids. I mean, there's kids running around having a good time. They have mini golf outside. They have all kinds of stuff. There are people waiting on pizzas and food and bourbon and beers and everything else. They have their own brewery here. Come see us at Noble Funk. It's fantastic. On the other end of the break, we'll get back into basketball and stuff. And also, 812-HEMP, 502-HEMP, great segue. Go check them out. They're official CBD and hemp providers of the Kentucky Derby 150. We love them. Dee Dee Taylor and her associates. She's one of the – I'm telling you, Dee Dee Taylor is a rock star in Louisville.
She's
a woman. She runs her own businesses. She's widely respected. We love Dee Dee Taylor and everything she has. They have, like I said, full spectrum CBD, Delta 8, Delta 9 products. Don't go to a gas station and buy that stuff. No, buy it where it's the best. Buy it where you know it's organic. Buy it where you know it's local. That's 812-HEMP. That's over in Indiana, right by me, Lewis and Clark Parkway, Clarksville, Indiana, or 502-HEMP, Douglas Hills in Louisville, 502hemp.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.